Let's go to our angelic hotline. You are on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, George?
I'm doing great. Miracle here somewhere?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't even know if it qualifies as an angel, but there sure was somebody there. Something.
What happened?
This is in Yellowstone, about 93 or 4.
Well, I hope they're still at Yellowstone. We may need them.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. It's boiling up on us.
It is.
Yeah, that dome under the lake is rising. You can check that on the website. Anyway, 93, 94, somewhere in there. A friend and I are hiking into a peak, which is called Electric Peak. It's up in the northwest corner, right outside of Mammoth Hot Springs in the park. And it's about a 22-mile round trip hike. And we go in, we get lost on the way to the peak, and so it adds a couple miles. The point being, by the time we get to the top of Electric Peak, we're pretty tired.
Sure.
And we get up there, and it's just, you know, this is pretty high altitude, up in the 10s and 11,000 feet range. Very windy, extremely windy. And we're well-versed in hypothermia, so I knew that I was beginning to become hypothermic. We're up incredibly rocky peak, very, very windy.
And it's just starting to set in, isn't it?
Yeah, I start to, I notice my tongue's getting a little thick, and I'm starting to get a little kind of sleepy.
Uh-huh.
And so I tell my, you know, we're 500 yards from the peak yet, and I tell my friend, you go ahead, he's younger than me. So
right.
I tell him, you go ahead, you'll make it. I'll be here when you get back. And I figure I'll crawl under what's a sagebrush, a big sagebrush plant, which was up there, and I'll just get out of this wind. I mean, this wind was like a punch in the face.
And how long should it have taken him to get up there from that moment?
Half an hour, maybe 45 minutes up and back.
Okay.
It's not that far. I could see it. I just couldn't walk any further. I figure I got to get out of this wind. So I get down under the sagebrush, literally in a fetal position, balled up, trying to get, you know, warm.
Mm-hmm.
Very cold up there. And even though I knew better, we were sweaty, and we're wearing T-shirts and shorts, and it's freezing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I knew better. I'm an experienced hiker. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, I get down under this thing, and I'm laying there, and I know I'm beginning to be hypothermic. I know that if I fall asleep, I might not wake up.
Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah, it could be over. And Matt, my friend, might not get back in time. I might just fall asleep and stay asleep. So I'm really fighting sleep, trying not to drift off, but it's so, you know, it's getting warmer, and I'm feeling a little better, and I start to go to sleep. I think I'm feeling better. I'm actually dying. And I swear this happened. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's an angel, but I swear this happened. I hear this voice saying, Dave, wake up. My name's Dave. He says, Dave, wake up. Wake up. And I kind of open my eyes a little bit, and then he's yelling at me, Dave, wake up. And I look up, and right in front of me, standing there with the wind blowing on him, because I can see his clothes moving in the wind, is this guy, this young guy in his 20s, who I don't know. And I know this sounds insane, but he looks a little bit like Jackson Brown, the musician.
Yeah.
But he's not. It's not Jackson Brown, but he sort of looks like him.
What was he doing up there?
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of Jackson Brown. I don't know. But, you know, he has that sort of longish cut hair.
Yeah.
He's in his 20s or something.
Now, what kind of clothes was he wearing?
I can see it clearly. He's wearing what appear to be sort of like what are called cargo shorts, like big pocket green shorts.
Okay, I've seen those.
He's got a gray T-shirt on. He's got no pack. He's got no gear or anything. Like, we had big backpacks.
And he knows your name.
He knows my name. He's, Dave, wake up. And I, you know, I when I realize there's somebody standing there, of course, at first I think it's my friend Matt, but then I look and it's not Matt, it's this Jackson Brown guy. And so I sit up immediately, you know, thinking, well, somebody's here, they're helping me, something. I sit up, and as soon as I do, he's gone. He's just not there anymore. And I stand up and I start walking toward Matt, and Matt's coming back down to meet me, and I ask him, were you just here? Did you, you know, and he says, no, no, and I tell him the story, and he says, it wasn't me. I swear it wasn't me. He said, I was up, you know, coming back to you. And this guy, Jackson Brown, saved my life, as far as I know.
Jackson Brown may be your guardian angel.
Maybe. And we walked on down, and we got out, and I was fine, but I've never been able to explain it. I don't know what it was, but it happened.
And had you stayed asleep, you're right, that might have been it.
Yeah, I think I'd have died, yeah. The way I felt, definitely.
That's a great story. Thanks.
Sure.
I appreciate it. And that's what this hotline is all about.